Blackstone Audio presents The Story of the Lost Child by Elena Ferrante, translated by Anne Goldstein. This book is read by Hilary Huber.
Maturity.
The Story of the Lost Child.
1. From October 1976 until 1979, when I returned to Naples to live, I avoided resuming a steady relationship with Leela, but it wasn't easy. She almost immediately tried to re-enter my life by force, and I ignored her, tolerated her, endured her. Even if she acted as if there were nothing she wanted more than to be close to me at a difficult moment, I couldn't forget the contempt with which she had treated me. Today, I think that if it had been only the insult that wounded me, "You're an idiot," she had shouted on the telephone when I told her about Nino, and she had never, ever spoken to me like that before, I would have soon calmed down. In reality, what mattered more than that offense was the mention of Dede and Elsa. "Think of the harm you're doing to your daughters," she had warned me. And at the moment, I had paid no attention. But over time, those words acquired greater weight, and I returned to them often. Leela had never displayed the slightest interest in Dede and Elsa. Almost certainly, she didn't even remember their names. If, on the phone, I mentioned some intelligent remark they had made, she cut me off, changed the subject. And when she met them for the first time,